produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Greetings, friends, throughout Radio Land. This is Pearline again from God's Precious Pearls Ministry with another moment of inspiration. Thank you for joining us today. It's been an awful time for many of us, for the world actually, for the entire world, as we face this global crisis. Many of us, as a matter of fact, throughout the world, we have been called to stay in, to obey rules and regulations as we stayed in, within our homes to prevent the spread of infection. And I pray everyone has been adhering to these rules and regulations, and I pray everyone is doing well. This time, we're going to spend this session in prayer, praying for those who've been affected in one way or the other. There's so many areas to cover in prayer. But first of all, I'd like to say a special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to reach the four corners of this world in this global crisis at a time when people do need help, do need encouragement, and do need to hear from the Lord. So I yield myself now as I go in prayer. I just thank the Lord again for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you thanks, oh God, and we seek your face during this global epidemic. Father God, I know many have been crying out to you, and I thank you for hearing us and answering prayers. Father God, before I go into prayer, Lord God, I cover myself and my loved ones with the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer time right now. In Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for your listeners throughout Radio Land. I pray, Father God, that your anointing will come upon them to heal, deliver, and set free those, dear God, who are sick. Oh, Father God, that your healing power will come upon them even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I exalt you and magnify you for who you are. I worship and bless you today. Hallelujah, my Father. I give you thanks. I adore you and glorify you. Father God, you are God Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, Father God, you are El Gabor, the mighty God. There's no one who can be compared with you. Father, you're Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. You're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And Father God, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, to heal every sick person today. Father, you're a Jehovah Nissi, our praise and our banner. Thank you, Lord, for singing over us and rejoicing over us, and here comes healing when you rejoice over us. Father, you're Jehovah Elohim, our creator, the mighty and strong God. I give you thanks for who you are. You're Jehovah Rohi, the God who sees everything. Father, you see what's going on in this crisis. We ask for your intervention in Jesus' name. Father, you're Jehovah Shalom, or peace. Father, I pray peace in every situation right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for Jesus Christ, or your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, who gave his life for our sins, for our healing and deliverance. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, I glorify you. I magnify you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that the grave could not hold you. You rose victoriously from the grave. Hallelujah. Every stripe on your back is for healing. And Lord, I ask you, Lord God, and I apply this healing to your people today, those who are sick, those who need healing. By your stripes, O Lord, we are healed. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, Almighty God, in this time of global crisis, Father, on behalf of all the people in this land, as you look for one to stand in the gap, Lord, please forgive us. Please forgive us, O Heavenly Father, because we have sinned against you. God, the land is defiled. It's crying out. Sin has invaded the land. And I say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God, and forgive us. Forgive us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise, O God. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you deliver us. Deliver us, O Father, from this crisis. Deliver us, everyone in this land, everyone in every area of this land. Deliver us, O my God, in this time of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus that this coronavirus must cease to multiply in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your word promises us that if we decree a thing, it shall be so. And I know many have been decreeing and declaring today, and I join with them, Lord God, in every area of this world, that we decree and we declare that this coronavirus must cease to function in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we call on the fire of God to consume right now in the name of Jesus every coronavirus, and we command that you must cease to multiply in Jesus' holy name. We bind your powers in the name of Jesus. We loose your stronghold on every victim now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we render your works powerless in Jesus's name. The word of God says, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So we thank you, Lord, for watching over your word to perform it in Jesus's name. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus. We lift up every victim to you today. Father God, those who are sick at home with symptoms, those, oh God, who are on respirators, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, that you breathe the breath of life in them. Hallelujah. And expel every mucus from their lungs that they can breathe freely. Let them rise from that bed of affliction, glorifying you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. There is power in your name, Lord Jesus, and we call upon you, God, for healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, that you are our shield and our buckler. Hide us, O God, from this destructive enemy in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, O God, over every sick victim in Jesus' name. Every sick individual, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, to touch everyone and heal them in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises, oh God, that if we dwell in your secret place, there, God, Lord God, we will hide under the shadow of your almighty wings. We thank you, Lord God, for hiding us. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, you said, surely you promised to deliver us from the snare and the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We give you thanks for deliverance from this pestilence in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Father. Father God, we thank you that we shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Father, you said, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near us, because we have made you, O Lord, our refuge and our habitation. Lord, here no evil shall come near us, nor any plague come near our dwelling. Thank you for giving your angels charge over us. Lord, you promise that they will bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Lord, protect us. Send your angels, O God, throughout this land. Send your angels, O Heavenly Father, into every hospital room. O God, where your children are sick, O God, breathe on them, O Heavenly Father. Touch them and raise them up, O my God, from that bed of affliction now in Jesus' name. For those who are sick at home, oh God, and need help, oh Father. I'm asking you, Lord, to go into those homes. Oh Father, go into those remote areas where people do not have help, where they don't have medical help, oh God. Be their doctor. You're the greatest physician, oh Lord. So be there with them, oh Father, to help them and to heal and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. Almighty God, Ancient of Days you are. We apply the blood of Jesus over our doorposts, even as the children of Israel did on the night of Passover. And I said, Lord, we say, Lord, please let there be a Passover in this pandemic in Jesus' name. Let Passover come, oh God, that, oh Father, we will be rid and free completely of this virus in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray for those who are feeling alone right now, especially the elderly. Let them know, Father God, that they are not alone, but Lord, you are with them to comfort them. Be with them, my Father, those in the nursing homes, those who are by themselves. Oh God, let them not despair and feel hopeless, but Lord God, be with them in this hour. My God, you promise never to leave us, nor forsake us, and you will be with us to the very end. So my Father, be with them in the name of Jesus. The children who are afraid, be with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That single mom, that single dad, be with them, oh Father, in this time of need. Supply all their needs, O Father, according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray for strength and comfort, O God, for the bereaved, those who've lost their precious family members. Oh, Father God, we ask that you strengthen them, O God. You are the God of comfort. You see every tear. You see every painful heart. Oh Lord, comfort them. Comfort them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them strength. Give them hope in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the medical and nursing staff and all hospital staff worldwide as they diligently care for the sick. Lord, in the name of Jesus, please protect them, even as they lay their lives down to care for those who are in need. Father, protect them and shield them from this virus in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Many have gone without sleep, O God. Strengthen them each day as they go out to their daily task. O God, strengthen them. Meet all their needs. Provide food. Provide all that they need, O Lord. Provide sleep in the name of Jesus to strengthen and restore their tired bodies. In Jesus' holy name, let them not lose hope. Let them not be afraid. But Lord, empower them and anoint them even as they pray for the sick. Oh God, provide and supply all that they need in the name of Jesus to take care of the sick in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fathers, in the name of Jesus, I come against fear in Jesus' holy name. I thank you, my God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Lord, I speak love and a sound mind to everyone today. I command the spirit of fear to be bound right now in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. I speak the peace of God that passeth all human understanding to everyone in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and we call upon him right now to minister peace to us in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you and we thank you. We thank you that you are faithful. You are faithful. And when we call upon you, you do hear and answer us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My Heavenly Father, I pray for all of our leaders, all the leaders in the land. I pray that every decision will be made according to your plan. Oh, Father, I come against any personal agendas which will be detrimental to our society and to our people in Jesus' name. I pray that they will hear from you and they will follow every command, and it will be for the well-being of the people that they call to serve. Father, I call forth obedience in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, please give them integrity of heart and soundness of mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Protect them also as they position themselves to lead in the land. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. My Lord, I ask you to touch hearts. Hallelujah. Touch hearts, my Father, that we will submit this time to the command for isolation. Father God, I thank you that everyone will be obedient to the rules and regulations, that we will not go out unnecessarily, but we will spend time at home quietly seeking your face, O God, seeking your face in prayer and in the word, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I remember this, our leaders throughout the land, our spiritual leaders. Be with the pastors, be with the elders, be with those who shepherd the flock in the name of Jesus. Father God, may they hear from you this time, and may they pray according to your will in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, for illumination and revelation as we read your word, that we will hear from you and that we will receive direct instructions from you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you will never leave us, nor will you forever forsake us, but you will be with us to the end. You are our Father. Hallelujah. Father God, be merciful unto us. Speak to our hearts, O Lord. Lead us and guide us in your truth. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray for those who do not know you in this hour. Father God, it's crucial that we know you and accept you as our Lord and Savior. And we pray for everyone today who do not know you. I pray, my God, that they will come to accept you. Lord, please touch their hearts, soften their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus, that they may be receptive, O God, and accept you as their Lord and Savior in this hour. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for touching their hearts. We know that tomorrow is not promised to us. So we thank you so much for keeping us, for protecting us, for guiding us. And Lord, just touch hardened hearts today, Lord God, that they will surrender to your will and that they will accept the one who died for our sins, our precious Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his life. Oh, Father, he gave his life for us. So we're asking you, Lord, to touch hearts today, that every heart will be surrendered to you. Oh, Father God, that we will run to you. We will seek you in this hour. We will seek you in your word and in prayer. Oh God, help us also to remember those in need. Those, oh Father God, there are many who've lost their jobs. Oh Father God, they have no resources. Help us, Lord, to share with those in need at this time from our resources. Oh, and we thank you for making the provisions to do so. Father God, we just worship and bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for answered prayers. We thank you, Lord, for curtailing this virus. Lord, up to this hour, Lord God, we know that there have been a reduction in incidences, Lord God, and reduction in death. We thank you because you've heard our prayers, and we thank you that you will continue to hear us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, we worship and adore you. And Lord, we ask for more miracles, oh God, in this hour, to see many more patients healed and delivered, oh God. Many of us, oh God, know people who are in the hospital right now. Father, we are asking you to touch our friends and loved ones, especially who are sick in the hospital now. Touch him, oh Father God, and raise them up from their bed of affliction. Oh Heavenly Father, you are a mighty God. Whom can we turn to in this hour? No one but you. We thank you that you are merciful and compassionate. Oh God, there is none like unto you. You're faithful, you're loving, and you're kind. You're patient, oh God. We worship and adore you and give you thanks. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Father. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you that you are merciful. Father God, your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like majestic mountains, great mountains. Thy judgments are great. Oh Lord, you preserve man and beast. And Father God, I thank you that you will preserve us in this hour. Father God, during this hour, as we are isolated in our homes, it is time to seek you. And as we seek you, Lord God, we will find you. I thank you for sweet times of fellowship, oh God. And Lord, times of prayer and intercession for those who need you at this hour. We worship you, bless you, Lord. Oh Father, thank you for hearing the prayers of all those who call upon you even now. Bring peace and comfort and rest to our troubled souls in the name of Jesus. And at the end of it all, Lord God, I pray, Lord, that everyone will recognize the hour that we are experiencing now with total surrender, total praise, total adoration, total commission, submission in the name of Jesus to the one eternal, the one and only God. There is no other God like you. We declare and decree that you are God Almighty, Elohim, the Almighty God. And we thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who suffered and died for us, that in this troubled time, O God, as we call upon you, you hear and you answer prayers. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In the name of Jesus, meet every need in every sector of life, we pray. Those, O God, with business, whose businesses are closed, we pray, Lord, for restoration in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, God, and we thank you. We worship and adore you, and we magnify you, and we thank you for hearing us in this hour, in Jesus' holy and mighty and precious name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.